Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to make our way this week through some of the readings that were given at Mass. The first 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, took from the Gospel, beginning on Monday, where Jesus enters the synagogue in his neighborhood after having been baptized in the River Jordan. This is in Luke's Gospel. It begins with Jesus being baptized in water by John, and then there's an epiphany, a revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus there, the Holy Spirit rests upon him. The Father said, "This is my beloved Son." This is the beginning now of Jesus' mission. He's leaving the River Jordan, having been baptized by John, and he goes right into the desert, and he goes mano a mano in spiritual battle with the devil. He's there 40 days, 40 nights. He's fasting and praying, and the devil comes 3 times to tempt him to turn away from his fundamental mission, to turn away from his total surrender and love and commitment to the Father and obedience to the Father. He's challenging Jesus' authority and his kingdom. He's trying to get Jesus to let it go, to be seduced the way the devil tries to seduce every other human being, the temptations of various kinds. And of course, we know Jesus pushed him back beautifully. He won the battle in the desert. So then he leaves the desert and he goes back to his hometown in Nazareth, ready now to engage in the mission. It's really interesting, isn't it, that how does he enter into his mission? His relationship with the Father and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is here. What does the kingdom mean? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit present. The person of Jesus Christ entered into the fallen world, the good creation that God made that has fallen and is living now in resistance to God. The Lord's come to save us from it. He's come to bring to God what belongs to God. He's coming to deal with all the enemies of God who are resisting the love of God and in the kingdom of God. So it's beautiful there. So it's a Trinitarian mission. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this work of salvation, it begins in the heart of a loving Father. And Jesus goes into the desert in the strength of the love of the Father. And it's there that enemy number one is revealed. And Jesus tells him, "Your days are numbered." So it's clear the battle is fundamentally against the kingdom of darkness, demonic powers. And what does that mean? Satan, what does he do? He has fallen angels who are at his service. He deploys them to try to seduce human beings like Satan tried to seduce Jesus in the desert, tempt them, to intimidate them, to enslave them, so that they walk in darkness until their last breath, so they can become his slaves for all eternity. That's who Jesus has come to destroy, that kingdom, that power, and that regime of powers. We talk about a lot here in the program, the world, the flesh, and the devil. These are real things. And we see in the readings from the apostles and the teaching and mission of Jesus how real it actually is. And when you come out of that darkness, you come out of the lukewarmness, or excuse me, the twilight, it's kind of the lukewarmness, not fully in the kingdom, not fully out of the kingdom, but really undecided, throwing the Lord a bone on occasion, getting to church once a month, being nice at Christmas or whatever, instead of going all in with the Lord, like Paul is seeing in the lives of the new Christians that he's addressing in, again, today, the next part of the first set of verses in his letter to the Colossians. Here he says, "From the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you, and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord." To walk is a discipleship term. It's to become a disciple of Jesus, to live the life of Jesus, to walk in the way, as it was called at one point in the Acts of the Apostles, don't remember the exact verse there, but the way of Christ, the way of the kingdom, the new life that's there. So Paul is, as a good shepherd, he sees the fruit of the seed that was planted in the gospel that they received. He said, the power of the gospel, salvation has come to them. And then they hear the gospel, they repent, and they're baptized, and the new life begins. And they become part of a community of believers that's forming, the visible body of Christ, the church in that area that's beginning to emerge. And then Paul's saying, look what's happening. Yesterday we talked about Paul acknowledged the faith, hope, and love, the spiritual gifts that they're given. Now that's a new way of looking at reality. That's the new kingdom life. We live by faith. We walk in love. And we live the assurance of hope of the destiny of our lives. We're free from the fear of death. We're free from the enslavement to sins. If we're not totally free, we have the authority. And in time, as we continue to walk in the Lord, he'll heal us. And we'll come deeper and deeper into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And so Paul says, as I pray for you, I'm asking that you even get more knowledge of God. And the spirit of wisdom and understanding that you'd be given would go deeper. And that would help you then walk in a manner of life that's worthy of being a disciple of Jesus Christ and belonging to him. Friends, no matter what's going on in our life, you know, you may have a big family, you may be running a big business, you might be doing a lot of good stuff. That's all part of what God's calling you to do. But the deepest, deepest part of you personally, first in your heart and the intention of your heart, the normal Christian life is to have a hunger and first a faith knowledge of the wonder of what God is doing in you, the new creation that he's shared with you, his very life. And he's calling you to walk in a way worthy of your relationship with him and what his plan is for your life. So everything you're doing, your marriage, your parenting, your career track, your extracurriculars, everything. Lord, teach me to walk out these vocations, these realities in my life in a way that's worthy of you. Help the old man in me be put to death that's always screeching and worrying about itself and me first. Lord, help me. And Jesus said, I am here. I've given you my spirit. Yield to the spirit. He's given us a new power, friends, and a new capacity to live this way of life. And this is exactly what Paul is seeing. He goes on, walk in a way worthy of the Lord so as to be pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God. Well, what should be my priority each day? To walk in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. In a way that's bearing fruit, kingdom fruit. And I'm growing in the knowledge of God. Friends, that's not just facts about God. That's a living relationship, experiential knowledge of the love of God the Father for you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. And we see in Jesus the love of the Father. Hope is what God's spirit poured into your heart. The love of God is being poured into your heart and my heart through the Holy Spirit if we're walking and attentive to it. We grow in the knowledge of God. Again, that's not just facts about the infinite God. It's knowing him as our Father, Abba, that our Father is love itself, and that my identity, my dignity, my hope, my everything comes from the fact that he made me. I was formed in the palm of his hand. He holds my life in being. He sent his most precious beloved son to save me and bring me into a living relationship with him and my brothers and sisters, the holy ones in the church, and gives me the grace to go out to a world that needs that love. And to even radically, this love is so powerful and it's so transformational. I can come into, and I'm actually called and commanded by the Lord and expected by the Lord to come into a new capacity to love those who hate me, to bless those who persecute me, if that's happening in our lives. That's the new way of life, and Paul is seeing this stuff emerge. He goes on to say, and strengthened with every power, the power of the Holy Spirit, in accord with his glorious might. The glorious might of the Holy Spirit, remember, the very glory of Jesus Christ is the Spirit in Jesus, in fullness, poured out into a fallen world that's been brought to new life through that Holy Spirit. And then when that happens, when we come to life, we come out of a life of sin and darkness into new life, Jesus is glorified. Because the glory of Jesus is upon us. That's why we can change. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then he said, you're walking with endurance and patience. This is really important. Those patient endurance is something we hear again and again in the New Testament. And I, over the years, I've talked about one of my favorite verses in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. John, who's on the island of Patmos, he's been imprisoned for preaching the gospel. He's writing a letter as the shepherd of the seven churches in Asia Minor that are there, the seven letters at the beginning of that first few chapters of the book of Revelation. And he begins the letter saying, I, John, share with you the patient endurance. First, he says, the tribulation, the kingdom, and the patient endurance. The tribulation. He's imprisoned, and he's suffering for the sake of the gospel. Jesus said, that's going to come to everyone who follows me. Because the kingdom of this world is still raging against the kingdom of Jesus Christ our Lord. And if we're walking in it, we're going to experience it. If we're really living, if we're like lukewarm Catholics, and there's really, we're nominal. Yeah, I was baptized. Yeah, I was confirmed. Yes, Christmas, Easter, I go. I give some money each year, but I basically live my own life. I am no threat to the kingdom of darkness. No matter how nice of a guy I am, I'm not a threat. Because I'm not walking in the power of the kingdom. I'm not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not yielded to Jesus. I'm not the new man God wants me to be. So therefore, you are no threat. I'm no threat, if that's where I'm at, to the kingdom of darkness. So they're just happy. The demons are just happy to keep greasing the skids that I just keep going in that same direction. They're not afraid. But for those who are walking as Paul is describing them here, that's a different story. Devil's going to do everything he can to come after them. And Jesus will give us the grace and the privilege to be rejected for him. So he said, the tribulation and the kingdom, John said, I'm sharing the kingdom with you, the kingdom life that Paul is recognizing right here in the Colossians, in the community there. We're walking in the kingdom. We're living by the Spirit. We're participating in the sacraments. We're a community is being built. We're loving our neighbor. We're forgiving our enemies. That's happening. And we do it with patient endurance. We know we have to endure because people are going to come against us. And then here's how he ends. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. That's a mouthful. Let's walk in it and receive it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.